Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cloudy, 52 degrees, 80% chance for showers today and tomorrow. Then it clears up by Wednesday. Highs in the 60s throughout the week until we get to Friday. Only in the 50s. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, but I bet the sun's shining in Baton Rouge, figuratively, if not literally. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing? Yeah, yesterday was just such a dreary day, but you would have never known it. when the Lane train arrived in the capital city, spirits were certainly high.
For people that were maybe tuned away or distracted by the Thanksgiving holiday or whatever, take us through the anatomy of this, please.
Well, I guess it starts with the Egg Bowl on Friday, and Ole Miss plays Mississippi State. And even though Ole Miss went into that game with a record of 10-1, the belief was they really needed to win that game to secure a spot in the college football playoff. Mississippi State, obviously another down year, but they've really shown some fight. So you're wondering if there's going to be any kind of an upset there. Ole Miss ends up winning the game. Lane Kiffin's pumping his fist, raising his arms in the air. The broadcasters during the game are talking about how the Ole Miss athletic director is confident that Lane Kiffin's going to be the head coach. You get to the post-game press conference. Again, still nothing from Lane as far as a commitment to Ole Miss. So I think after listening to that press conference, I think I was more convinced than ever that he was coming to LSU, because he talked about the decision that he had in front of him and that he was going to pray about it. So we were all anticipating Saturday to be the day where an announcement on his future at Ole Miss was going to be made. But what slightly complicated the issue was the fact that A&M lost to Texas, which means that if Auburn was able to beat Alabama on Saturday night, Ole Miss finds itself in the SEC championship game playing Georgia. Mm-hmm. And then what do you do? Do you let Lane coach another game, or do you finally just rip the Band-Aid off and say, this is it? Well, as the Iron Bowl is being played, Lane Kiffin is meeting with the athletic director and the chancellor at the chancellor's house. They meet for several hours. The meeting apparently doesn't go very well.
But let me just interrupt for 1 second. What could you talk about? Because
for several hours,
you know what I mean?
What Lane Kiffin was trying to do this entire time was, as Booger McFarland said during the broadcast on Saturday, he was trying to have his cake and eat it too. Mm-hmm. He wanted to leave Ole Miss and come coach at LSU, but at the same time, he wanted to coach Ole Miss in the playoffs. And you just can't do both.
You can't
You just can't do it. And Lane said that in his statement that he released yesterday that they were going to put some guardrails in place, and it seemed like maybe Lane had his own ultimatum here, in that if you don't let me coach this team, then I'm gonna take a bunch of assistants with me to Baton Rouge, and I'm gonna basically gut your program when it comes to coaching, and you're not going to have a chance in the playoffs because this is my team and I have the right to coach them. But
is that what he's doing? Is he bringing a lot of assistants with him?
He is bringing a lot of his offensive, pretty much his entire offensive staff, strength and conditioning coach, the general manager, all of them have made their way already to Baton Rouge. So now whether some of those guys do return to Oxford and actually coach the team, like the offensive coordinator, Charlie Weiss Jr., because there was a belief that he would still go back to Oxford and coach the team in the playoffs, we don't know. But he was here, and I don't know if Ole Miss is going to really want him back because he got on the plane yesterday. There was two planes that LSU sent to Oxford, and then he came back. And I think, Tommy, here, this is Lane thought he had built up enough goodwill. He was there for 6 years. I think anytime he ever asked for something from the Ole Miss administration, they always said yes. And I got to be honest with you, Tommy, this was probably the first time they told him no.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it threw Lane certainly a curveball, and he thought he had the right to coach this team in the playoffs, and he didn't. And then he never did have the opportunity to say goodbye to his team. They did not allow him to come to the team meeting yesterday afternoon, but by that time, Lane was on a plane headed to Baton Rouge. So that's where we got to this point. And then as soon as Lane arrived at Baton Rouge, he got to work, started meeting with Frank Wilson, met with Lamar Brown, the number one high school football prospect in the class of 2026. It goes to U High, and he'll be calling, he probably called the recruits last night. He'll continue to do that as National Signing Day is now just 2 days away on Wednesday.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back talking to Jeff Palermo about Lane Kiffin. Coming up on 720. Traffic now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WL. 724, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Jeff Palermo. You can find some stuff he wrote at WWL.com about the hiring of Lane Kiffin. Tell me about recruiting, and who is this car guy?
Richard Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's only one of the best defensive tackles in the country, completely dominated the state championship game last year when Carr defeated Alexandria Senior High. He is, like I said, one of the best defensive tackles. And just to give you an idea of the impact of hiring Lane Kiffin, he immediately shut down his recruitment. Not that he was really wavering, as far as we know, as far as potentially maybe signing somewhere else, even though he's been committed to LSU for months, but he shut it down. He's signing with LSU. I think, I can't imagine any of the recruits really sitting there saying, oh, they hired Lane Kiffin, I might want to look elsewhere. I think they're all pretty pumped and excited about this. And now it's, work the phone, see what else you could do to add to this recruiting class. You do have another signing period in February, but pretty much most talented kids in the upcoming current senior class usually sign during this time here. This 3-day period begins Wednesday, ends Friday, and most of the signings take place on Wednesday.
What about transfer portal from Ole Miss?
Well, we'll wait a little bit on that because the transfer portal doesn't open until January 2nd. And, of course, Ole Miss, they will be in the college football playoffs. Mm-hmm. So they'll most likely be playing that weekend of December 19th or 20th. And then if Ole Miss loses, obviously they're eliminated. If they win, then they're going to be playing on New Year's Day or somewhere about their New Year's Eve, playing in a quarterfinal game. But I think everyone is wondering, is Lane Kiffin going to get Trinidad Chambliss, who's been the starting quarterback for Ole Miss, is he going to follow Lane down to Baton Rouge? Because based on what we've seen here from Michael Van Buren, good kid, great kid, you know, but I don't think he's the guy, you know, in the future. And so Lane's got to build back that quarterback room, and it starts with him. And is he going to get Trinidad, or is he going to find someone else? The thing that's great about Lane Kiffin is, one, he runs a dynamic offense that really features the running game, but then will open it up with big plays through the air. But he's a quarterback developer, and he's taken a Division II quarterback here, and he's made him one of the best quarterbacks in college football this season, and that's a testament to what Lane Kiffin can do. So there will probably be a lot of quarterbacks that enter the transfer portal hoping that and looking at LSU as a potential spot, because you basically have a new head coach, you have a vacancy at the most important position on the football field, so and you'd be able to have the opportunity to be coached by one of the best quarterback coaches there is in college football. So it would be a huge win. I think I think Lane will have his pick of the litter. I think probably beyond the quarterback then is also trying to rebuild this offensive line. We've talked about it all season long, just how bad it is. And that's going to take some work. So while Lane is here and the expectations are high, Rome was also not built in a day. This might take a couple seasons before the Lane train, if you would, is really on track here in LSU as a championship contender.
What's a realistic expectation for an LSU fan?
Well, you know, I think you kind of look at it. This is how I've been looking at it. 2023, LSU had the worst defense in college football. They bring in Blake Baker as the defensive coordinator. 2024, there was an improvement. And then you get to 2025, and now it finally looks like an LSU defense again. Mm-hmm. And you can only do so much through the transfer portal, and you can only do so much through recruiting and developing. Now, maybe does that get accelerated a little bit with this coaching staff as opposed to what you had with Brian Kelly? Yeah, there's certainly that possibility. But I think you're looking at one of the worst offenses that LSU's ever had, and it might take a couple years. But what would be what is big is the fact that if he does bring pretty much his entire offensive staff here, you got everybody's on the same page. You know, there's not this. It's a little bit more of an easier transition. Maybe this thing gets sped up, but I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, this team's going to win, you know, 11 games next season, and they're going to be in the college football playoff. This is going to take some time. He's got to kind of build his. I know some people don't like the word or it gets overused too much. He's got to build his culture, and again, those things don't necessarily happen overnight.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Jeff Young. Go to WWL.com. See some stuff Jeff has written up there. Some great stuff with Lane Kiffin and the whole story. We'll take a pause for news and then come back with Bank On It, financial insights you can count on, a year-end checklist for you with Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. 7:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.